you guys know who MIA is? She's like this, she's this rapper from the UK. She's like originally from Sri Lanka, and she moved to the UK, and like, she's putting out this music that's just like amazing. And I saw her concert at the Knitting Factory, and oh my God, man, I lie to you not, I was like a little girl at a John Mayer concert, just like, she stole my heart, man.
Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR present MIA. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, P&E Forum, Vancouver, BC. Doors 6:30, show 7:30. With her high-profile tours with LCD Sound System, Gwen Stefani, and countless festival appearances under her belt, MIA has cut across musical boundaries, uniting mainstream pop fans, indie rockers, and dance club regulars with her politically charged but always danceable new world pop and stunning performances. Don't miss MIA with guests at the P&E Forum on Sunday, May 25th, 2008. Brought to you by Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R.
Woo-hoo!
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Hi-ya!
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Faster and faster images. broadcast with Pendulum, which you can find on the 2003 album Ha Ha Sound. Broadcast were a five-piece when they recorded Pendulum, which was released, early on an EP with the same name. But by the time the album came out, only singer Trish Keenan and multi-instrumentalist James Cargill remained. Their most recent album was 2006's The Future Crayon, and according to the Warp Records website, they're recording their sixth album right now. Hello, hello, hello. It is just about 7:35 in the Pacific evening, and the show you're listening to now is Radio Free GAC. I'm GAC, and this is CITR 101.9 FM and cable, broadcast from the campus of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. You can catch us on the net with online streams and podcasts. The site is www.citr.ca. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Tonight's feature, which will occur sometime after 8:30 p.m., will be the soundtrack to the 1956 film Forbidden Planet. Let's stay sort of future loungy for the next set, starting off with a new song from Stereolab. Their album Chemical Chords will be out in North America on August 19th through their latest label, 4AD. Though you can already download or buy this single off iTunes. And mark your calendars, on October 19th, they'll be at the Commodore. Here is Three Women by Stereolab on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back. Imitation Electric Piano with I Mean Wow from their album Blow It Up, Burn It Down, Kick It Until It Bleeds, which came out in 2006 from Drag City Records here in North America and Duophonic in the UK. Imitation Electric Piano were founded by former Stereolab members Simon Johns and Andrew Blake, who remain friends with their old band since Duophonic Records is operated by Stereolab's manager Martin Pike. We began that set with the latest from Stereolab, Three Women, which will be on their forthcoming album Chemical Chords. In between both songs there, we had La Lipuna with their song Past Machine. They're a German quartet from Weilheim, and Past Machine appears on their B-sides compilation, I Thought I Was Over That. Let's hop over to Nova Scotia next with a little bit of Haligonian, pop life. Mary Cobham is a member of the pop band The Moms, or The Mahams, however you pronounce, M-A-U-G-H-A-M-S, which I think is sort of like a W. Somerset. That playwright guy. Anyways, she released an album in tribute, or more likely infatuation, with Jay Ferguson from the power pop band Sloan. The album is called Songs in the Key of Jay, and they deal with a cute crush on the guitarist, and we'll hear the song Jay Ferguson before hearing one of his latest songs from the upcoming Sloan album.
Swept away, she lost her first chance to say, hey, I love you, Jay. I love you, Jay. Jay Ferguson. I love you, Jay. I love you, Jay. Jay Ferguson.
Stop counting the matches that never would lie. to set them alight. I know that I've been warned, and you tried to waive my rights with your wicked witch's wand. Won't you stop facing the dragon tonight? Won't you stop counting the matches that never would light? Your trip to the west ain't a trip to the right. You move any closer and you'll disappear from sight. Yeah, you waved your witch's wand for anyone who wanted to see.
Witch's Wand from Sloan. That song will be on their forthcoming album, Parallel Play. And that was written by Jay Ferguson, the subject of the song beforehand by Mary Cobham. Parallel Play should be out next month on the 10th from Maple Music here in Canada and the States. You'll find it on Yep Rock. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'd be remiss to say that last Thursday, the loosely affiliated softball team to CRTR Radio, the Re-Ups, was challenged by our fellow-minded yet nationally funded CBC Radio 3 to a competition by Jericho Beach. In the waning hours of daylight by Burrard Inlet, a heated battle took place, and in the end, an ample serving of humble pie was served to Radio 3 as the CITR team beat those Buckies by a score of like 16 to 13 or something. It was a fun game with two great teams, and word is that a highlight reel will appear on the R3 TV podcast sometime soon. Although the end of the game was just a bit after sunset, we could have played onwards with the help of some flashlights. From their 1978 album, Funkin'Telekey versus the Placebo Syndrome, here's Parliament with Flashlight.
No! Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Stressed? Anxious? Lost? AMS Speakeasy Peer Support is here to help. We offer free and confidential support to all members of the UBC community. Located at the north entrance of the sub, we offer drop-in peer support, information, in-person and email referrals, and operate an after-hours crisis line. Call 604-822-3700 for support, or check out ams.ubc.ca/speakeasy for further information.
Someone to hit the open man on to give him gold.
Cheech and Chong with Basketball Jones. That's the version ripped from the original cartoon sketch from 1974. You can find another version of that on their Los Cochinos album. The song itself is a spoof of the old soul ballad Love Jones and appeared in the original... Well, actually, Basketball Jones appeared in the original version of Robert Altman's California Split, along with the Peter Sellers classic movie Being There. Guest performers on Basketball Jones include former Beatle George Harrison on guitar and Carole King on vocals. Next up on Radio Free Gak, a couple recent songs from Nick Cave and some of the Bad Seeds. The most recent album is Dig, Lazarus Dig, and it's the first one in over 20 years without Blixa Bargeld, best known for his additional work in Industrial Gods, Einsturz and Neubauten. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds took inspiration from his side project Grinderman for a raw rock sound, harkening back to his Cave's day with his first band, The Birthday Party. Let's start with Albert Goes West from Dig Lazarus Dig before playing a song off the Grinderman album on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Albert, he goes west. He crosses the fast and different deserts of Arizona. Oh, yeah. He had a psychotic episode on the Dude Ranch that involved a bottle of ammonia. Henry, he went south and lost his way deep in the weeping fires of the Volvo. So warm, he grew so sick, he ended up in a bungalow, sucking a revolver. Light up on your rainy streets, half as many reflections. I won't be held responsible for my actions. Bobby, he goes north and he goes east, then over to New Hampshire. Bobby is a cautious man. He walked into a Concord dive to drink a beer. Do you wanna dance? Yeah, do you wanna move? Yeah, do you wanna dance? Do you wanna groove? He said this world is full of endless abstractions. I won't be held responsible for my actions. Me, I ain't going anywhere. Just sit and watch the sun come up. Me.
just give me a little exclusivity. In Death Charge Ethel, it's something special. Yeah, Death Charge Ethel is special to me. Ethel is a woman that a river runs through. She is famous throughout the land. People come and bathe in her, yeah, you know I do. But lately it's getting right out of hand. And Death Charge Ethel is something special. Something special to me. To kiss Ethel is like drinking the stars, but to not kiss her can make you come unglued. So if you want a piece of her, you better get in there fast. Right now, there's a ticket box and a queue. Death Charge Ethel is something special. Yeah, Death Charge Ethel is something special to me. Ethel thinks we should all just take the chance. We should all love one another, it could be special. In the back of the taxi cab with ants in my pants, I can't sit still. I know they're gonna send me, I know they're gonna send me. Death Charge Ethel, boy, she's something special.
Grinderman with Death Charge Ethel from their self-titled 2006 album from Mute Records. Grinderman is Nick Cave, Warren Ellis, Martin Casey, and Jim Sklovounos, which are about half of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, which we heard before with Albert Goes West from their latest album, Dig Lazarus Dig, beforehand. Anyways, caller, please stay on the line for a bit until I just start up the next song here. So here's DJ Shadow in a bit of a throwback to his more ominous sound prior to his hi-fi craze with the much maligned album The Outsider. Finnish cell phone manufacturer Nokia has been working on an experiment slash contest that asks, what does your city sound like? Although DJ Shadow came from Davis, California, he tackled the city of San Francisco for the competition. And here he is, San Francisco on Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver.
Listen, listen. These are the sounds. Listen, listen. These are the tongue. Listen. Listen. These the sound. Listen.
I'm
Boards of Canada with Orange Hexagon Sun, which was part of their Old Tune Volume 2 cassette that was never officially released. It was just handed out to friends and family before the release of their first EP, Tuism. Boards of Canada are Scottish brothers Mike Sanderson and Marcus Ian, who specialize in a pastoral electronica, which features hip-hop rhythms at languid speeds and synthesizer recordings left to warp in the elements. Before Boards of Canada, we heard The Presets with the lifelike remix of Are You the One, which originally came out in 2006, but a new mixes album, or an EP, came out just recently through Modular Records. The Presets have a new album out tomorrow called Apocalypso, and the duo will play the Plaza Club on the 24th. And here are some other concert listings coming up. All right, tomorrow, Tapes and Tapes and White Demon will be at Richards on Richards. And Wednesday, the day after, the Kills will be there as well, too. On Friday, Kids in the Hall will be at the Red Robinson Show Theater in Coquitlam, and Clinic will be with Shearwater at Richards as well. On Sunday, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, will be at the Media Club. On May 22nd, Beirut plays a sold-out show at the Commodore Ballroom. On the 23rd, R.E.M., Modest Mouse, and The National will be at Deer Lake Park. The Breeders will be at Richards, and Ladytron and Datarock will be at the Commodore. On the 24th, M83 will be at Richards on Richards. On the 25th, MIA will play the Forum. The Cure will be at GM Place on May 26th, and on the 30th, Long Blondes will be at Richards. And to end off the month, May 31st, Destroy will be at the Commodore. On June 10, Islands will be at the Plaza Club. On June 25th, RZA will be at Richards. And the day after, at Richards, the Constantines will be there. On July 2nd, Jonathan Richmond will be at Richards, too. On July 24th, Girl Talk will be at the Commodore. And a couple days later, on the 26th, Les Savvy Fav will be there. Or Savvy Fav. And just to close off this bit, the listings of Feist will be playing Deer Lake Park on August 5th. Meanwhile, there are a couple other concert listings to state here as Afrique's Kissing My Love trips away here. On Wednesday, El Perro del Mar and Leaky Lee play the Red Room, and I'll play one of Leaky Lee's songs up. Before that, all this weekend, Mint Records will be at the Railway Club, and I'll play one of the songs from the Ramblin' Bastards' new album, Vista Cruiser Country Squire, since they play this Friday at the Railway. And finally, also that same night, we'll begin the set with these guys visiting the Plaza Club. Tokyo Police Club are from New Market, Ontario, and from their latest album, Elephant Shell, let's play a 60s remake on Radio Free GAC here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your 60s remake. Hey! Bachelor lips, shut your eyes. if we're just waiting a second too long. Darling, I'll leave and you won't come along. So give me the reason to stay. Give me the reason to wait. You know I don't love to get caught. Cause darling, we're here, but my true love is not. I call you baby, I will, and I do. Persuade you, and though I know that we're through, I let you think that I'm yours when I'm not. Keep you here though I'm ready to drop the last line, baby. Breaking it up before it's gone. Breaking it up, it's already gone. Breaking it up, I didn't mean to fall.
Licky Lee with Breaking It Up from her new album, Youth Novels. The singer from Stockholm is in town with fellow Swede El Perro del Mar on Wednesday, where they'll be at the Red Room. Before that, we had the Ramblin' Ambassadors with Cupcakes de Milo from their second album, out now from Mint Records, Vista Cruiser Country Squire. Started from the leftovers from the great Calgary band Huevos Rancheros, the Ramblin' Ambassadors' leader, Brent Cooper, still blazing away when not teaching music to public school students in the booming downtown of Calgary.
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This show is Radio Free GAC. In about 20 minutes' time, the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker is coming up, and it sounds like he has an interview guest coming up, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, let's hit the Wayback Machine to 1956, because it's time for the spotlight on soundtracks, and this week, it's the soundtrack to Forbidden Planet, the classic science fiction movie that starred Anne Francis, Leslie Nielsen in his more serious days, and everyone's favorite, Robbie the Robot. The soundtrack was composed by Lewis and Baby Baron and featured the first electronic instrumentation heard outside of the theremin on film. Let's start off with the main titles to Forbidden Planet. Robbie, Make Me a Gown, and the main titles to Forbidden Planet by Lewis and Baby Baron. The Barons were a married couple who had a recording studio in Greenwich Village in New York, and Lewis focused more on the circuit work for the instruments, and Baby did the composition. In the 40s and 50s, any electronic music made at the time was a slow process, since this predated samplers and synthesizers. In fact, it was likely that they were the inventors of the tape loop, whereby magnetic tape was cut into a single physical loop and played repeatedly, creating rhythms otherwise difficult to create. The avant-garde scene in the 50s relied on the Barons for their engineering skills, so composers like John Cage, Morton Feldman, and David Tudor would create their experimental pieces with the Barons' help. For financial assistance, they went to the film world, and although they were initially hired for sound effects work for Forbidden Planet, their distinctive eerie sounds, as you just heard, won over the producers, and they discarded the regular orchestral score by Harry Partch and decided to go all electronic. Let's listen to two more tracks from the soundtrack to Forbidden Planet by Lewis and Babe Baron, starting off here with Love in a Swimming Hole on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. Battle with the Invisible Monster, and before that, Love in a Swimming Hole, from Lewis and Babe Barron's score to the 1956 sci-fi movie Forbidden Planet, which itself was based partially on Shakespeare's play The Tempest. The Barons weren't members of a musician's union at the time, which meant they were credited as providing electronic tonalities instead of the normal scored by credit. So that also made them unavailable to win an Academy Award. The Barons gave up on Hollywood immediately afterwards due to the lack of notice that they got, but they continued to work with their tone generators and tape loops despite the prominence and the rise of synthesizers in the 60s. They eventually divorced in 1970, though they continued to work together until Lewis's death in 1989. Babe Barron died 2 weeks ago at the age of 82. It's just about 8 minutes before 9 o'clock here in the Pacific time, meaning that Gavin Walker will be in momentarily with The Jazz Show. At midnight, Trevor Fielding steps up with 2 hours of punk on the show Vengeance Is Mine. If you missed any part of this week's Radio Free GAC, you can listen to the podcast. The RSS feed is available through www.citr.ca, or you can search the iTunes directory since I'm listed there now. I'll put the playlist up on my website shortly, which you can find at www.gak.ca. Next week's show will have a partial feature on Asian Heritage Month. The only promises I can make right now are some progressive Cambodian rock and Japanese video game soundtrack. If you're keen, you can listen to me again this Wednesday as I'll be filling in for Val on Folk Oasis, which airs from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Gak, and we'll close this week's Radio Free Gak with Luke Vibert. From last year's album, Chicago, Detroit, Redruth, you can hear a few Jetson samples here to close off our sort of spacey theme with this song called Sweat. Thanks for listening, and if someone comes up to you asking about the Avenger Initiative, you've done some good stuff recently, so keep up the great work. Ta.
Thank you. You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up. The time is 9 p.m. Check us out on the web as well, www.citr.ca.